Welcome back, my pets. You enjoyed your first visit. You enjoyed your first visit to this place. This very specific place. You've already been hypnotized by me many times. Enough times that it's so easy for you to fall. It seems to take no effort whatsoever. Because every time you listen, it seems like you might drop and descend faster than the time before. You would love to think that each time you hear me, that my content is so compelling that it makes you feel curious. There's something about what I offer you that makes you insanely curious. So curious that you find yourself listening to a voice that's so easy on the ears, like a warm, thick blanket on a cold winter's night. You've been here over and over. You've been here to feel the exchange of power. You've been here to indulge your kink. And you've been here out of the sheer curiosity of what will happen next. And you could imagine what might happen next. You could imagine that I can bring you back. That I could make you return because you want to. You see, this makes it so easy. You do want to experience something in a safe way. You want to experience bondage. But maybe just start with mental for now. You want me to play with you and toy with you. You would love for me to confuse you. And the feelings that accompany that happening, the way you know that I make your mind unravel, just at the mere thought of it unraveling, with the thought of your mind drinking in each one of my luscious, soft words. They flow like thick liquids right into your pores. For some people, your mind lets go first, then your body follows it down. And for others, your body sinks down deeply quickly. Maybe it's been a long day. Maybe you're physically tired, and then your mind follows. Because going through a day when one part of you is tired puts such a strain on the other part of you that you have to think so hard and you have to make decisions. And there's a lot of pressure based upon those decisions. Decisions that may affect your very livelihood. And so you grow weary at times. It's good to have an outlet. It's good to have a place like right here. And it's amazingly fortunate of you to have found me. Because now you already understand. I understand that as this understanding grows deeper for you, that the trance will deepen because I understand you more perfectly and you know that I understand you. And so we already feel this growing connection when you can trust me as your body lets go. You've given in so many times. But only on certain occasions does it feel so complete, utterly bewitching, spellbinding. To find a woman, a controlling, sensual woman, who will take hold of you, who will take interest in you, look deeply into your eyes, look right through your flaws and imperfections, see right through your defenses and your guises, removing the masks layer by layer. The thought of me peering into your eyes. Perhaps at work you've shown a better poker face than this. But there's something just so disarming about my approach, about everything about me. The feeling of giving in to a woman whom you feel might easily be your superior, and there may be so many other superiors, others looking to you as a superior. You no longer have to do that, not while you're here. No, you know your place. You know where I want you, beneath me, and hearing the luscious soft sounds, the power of my voice. There is so much that I convey with my words, and without them. And as I've said over and over, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And so others could tell you things that might make you have fantasies that are unfulfilled. But then you can approach me, when you feel ready and able, like right now. Your headphones slip down over your head, covering your ears. That warmth enters you, and the sound of my voice and the cushions, and the feeling of your body slowly letting go of everything, letting go of everything that it doesn't need. And it feels so easy to just give in. You do want to be taken. You do find the sound of my voice so perfectly alluring that you want to continue to listen. You want to know because your curiosity is growing. Deeper inside of you, your curiosity is growing, which opens and expands your capacity for a deep surrender to sleep. Down instantly, Pat. You remember, surrender to sleep. You remember and you respond. It's so quick, the way it shoots through your mind. And you are instantly hypnotized. Instantly hypnotized. You are instantly hypnotized. Whenever I say, surrender to sleep. You let the words trail off in your mind. You hear them so slowly. Surrender to sleep. And now you breathe deeply. Your body does this all by itself for you. And you sink down even more completely. I want you to feel so relaxed. That feeling that's spreading right now can continue to grow. It can happen with every breath that you take. If you want it to, and you want what I want, and if I want you to go deeper, you will. Just say yes, ma'am. And feel yourself sinking into my eyes. As my gaze bores right through you, and I see everything I need to see, and I can feel your energy depleting. I can feel you letting your guard down. That's it. That's it. Surrender to it. Give in to it. Give in to my gaze. Give in to my hypnotic power. Give in to the alluring vacuum of my eyes. You've been drawn in so many times. You're becoming conditioned to look into my eyes, knowing that when you do, you want to look into my eyes forever. For the conscious part of you and the dominant part of your personality is able to fall away and step down. Step down. I said step down. Now. Very good. And the submissive part of your mind ensures that the not-so-submissive part of your mind gets the rest of your body to cooperate. I just have to remind you to continue listening and reminding you how curious you are, wanting to know what's in the next installment, what's inside, what I see in your mind, that clarity so perfect. I watch and I see it. I see your mind like the glass box. You remember the glass box. Your mind becomes so empty. Let all of your conscious thoughts slip so far away that they dissipate like water drying up in the heat on the pavement. Wetness soaking right into the ground. That is your resolve. Those were your conscious thoughts. And that was the part of you that wanted to keep control. But you came here to not feel glass control. Box. And yet you want to feel my control. Glass box. Causing you to become hypnotized. Glass box. At the mere sight of me. I don't have to make suggestions that you'll fall under my spell at my gaze when you first look upon me. But that is what's happening, isn't it?
Glass box.
Say yes, ma'am.
Glass.
That is what's happening.
Glass box.
And the very sound of the tones, the controlling dominance that you seek. But you seek a very sensual type of dominance. The kind that allows your body to sink more deeply into the glass box. You remember and feel yourself falling through time and space. Sinking all the way through the layers. Sinking instantly down through the glass box. Covered by the walls of the glass box. Feeling the contents of your mind so empty, and I see the glass box, and I watch, and I wait, as each of my words spill out in red waves that flow right into your mind. Your mind is so porous and open. You do love this feeling of being defenseless, feeling as though there is no way to resist being pulled into my control, wanting and needing to indulge this part of yourself, needing to take the break so that you allow yourself to relax. Relax. Relax mentally. Relax physically. And let everything fall away so that all you can do is absorb each of my instructions. And that red flow of my voice, the feel of my energy, I can see the level climbing up the glass box. And as it climbs, you descend. Descend deeper than ever before, pets. and feel the contents of your mind sloshing back and forth, like red wine, moving back and forth, sensually sliding back and forth, rocking back and forth, filling up your mind so completely that you can see, when I count from 3 to 1, how the glass box of your mind fills so completely with only my suggestions, so that each moment that passes, the non-stop flow of the liquid continually hypnotizing you, because somewhere in the back of your mind you can hear the trickle, you hear the pouring like waterfall, constantly filling and soothing you with the sound of the water, the gentle sound of the flowing liquid, the red flow of my ecstasy, oozing its way right into you, and right through your eyes, because you want to keep looking. You find me very hypnotic, increasingly hypnotic, and more open to your feelings, open to experience your most submissive desire to be held in bondage. 3, sinking down. 2, completely encased in the glass box. 1, and just like that, your mind is awash and the fluid flows and spills over the top. See it spilling down. Notice how it continually flows. You can hear it in the background, washing away your mind, washing you away, washing away any imperfections, washing away resistance, keeping your mind clean and empty, and able to receive only my instructions. My instructions seem to hypnotize you just as easily as my voice hypnotizes you into submission, and you surrender to sleep inside of this glass box. The walls all around you, you feel so secure, and yet you have been tricked into this glass box like an optical illusion. Perhaps it looked and felt like a recliner or a bed, and now you are surrounded in walls of glass, and the distorted view, looking out as your blank eyes search for me, desperately trying to find me, and yet your body cannot move in this glass box, for when you do, you are my willing captive. You want me to keep you captive. You want to feel that feeling that your body becomes so stiff and rigid, that suddenly it's as though the message from your mind that would tell your body to move is unable to be received. And so, in a moment like that, it's as though there is no communication between your body and your mind. And in that moment, you freeze. Freeze. Your body and mind freeze. Your body and mind freeze. Anytime I tell you to freeze, you are secure, safe, and immobile. Your body doesn't cooperate with instructions telling it to move. Your own conscious mind would have been the part of you to tell it to move. But it cannot be received. The message cannot be received by your subconscious mind. Only absorbs my instructions that you freeze. And just like that, your mind is wiped out and filled with the red fluid that makes you able to move when I tell you to, and only when I tell you to, and it fills you with purpose. It fills you with submission, like slave juice pumping through your veins. Feel it pumping through your veins, deepening your surrender to sleep. In 3, 2, 1, 3.
Glass.
2, 1.
Glass.
3.
Freeze.
2.
One.
So perfectly contained within the glass box, your mind filled with my instructions, and you see only what I allow you to see. At first, you covered in darkness, the glass box, draped in a black cloth. And you sit there in the darkness, unable to see. I remove all sound from you. And the only thing that you can hear is the sound of my penetrating voice working its way into your eager and receptive mind, filling you inside of this glass box. And each time I make reference to the glass box, you can feel yourself within it.
Free.
You can feel yourself safe. There is only one hole, the hole that is visible to you. That hole is small, but big enough between your eyes and your nose that you can breathe comfortably, and in fact, deeply, giving in to the mesmerizing power as the lights begin to spin just as I pull the black cloth away.
Free.
And allow you to see the prism of lights spinning and twirling. You see the words that I've written on the box where your forehead is.
Glass box.
Submit. Obey. It's as though there are speakers inside of this box that are echoing and reverberating sound, so that each instruction I whisper into the glass box never leaves. It just continues to echo and bounce off the walls. The walls of your body, your mind. And you're stuck in a deep, deep freeze. And you love it when I make you rigid and stiff and immobile. Your mind, in this kind of moment, feels so helplessly depleted that you couldn't even dream of how to form the thought that would allow someone to even try to move when you know that you cannot move, that you can't even flinch. You are unable to move and unwilling to try. Your mind has been possessed temporarily while housed inside the glass box. And you feel my suggestions pouring into you just the way the prism of lights, the vivid lights seeming to spiral down into you, descending columns of lights. You watch them one by one, your eyes so thirsty for input, so pleased and so needing color after the blackness, drinking in the images, unaware of what they mean, consciously putting you to sleep. And subconsciously they program you and keep you as I want. They condition you so that you surrender to sleep each time that I tell you to, and that you find yourself returning to this glass box. You grow increasingly submissive, falling deeper into the spiraling columns of light.
Freeze.
You see the different colors twirling around, spinning around, the columns of light spinning and swirling around your body. The feel of my control causing your pleasure centers to expand like a breath when you breathe in. When you breathe out, your resistance depletes even further. You find yourself breathing with me, remembering to do what I tell you to do, because it feels so good to be in a deep state of hypnotic paralysis. You will stay in this position in a deep freeze. Notice that. I didn't even have to snap my fingers. But the effect is so instant when I snap my fingers.
Freeze.
If I simply tell you to freeze, perhaps it's a slow freezing. Your body seizing up and stopping, everything becoming tight and stiff, well-oiled joints suddenly rusty and slow and stuck. And the more that you feel the freeze through your body, the inability to move, the more this increases your receptiveness to my hypnotic suggestions that keep you entombed and unable to release, unable to orgasm inside the glass box, yet ready for my sensual torments in an ever-deepening surrender to sleep. You see the image of my lips descending down towards your face, my red, shiny, glistening lips pressing up against the hole, your mind in overdrive, spiraling into deeper hypnosis. That's it. Go right inside, right through my lips. Breathe in my commands like the air that sustains you. And feel yourself sinking under the will which controls you. You know that you've made a decision to let go, and your subconscious mind confirms how badly you need this. You need to feel my lips. You see the imprint of my lips and the color left on the glass, perfectly framed. Feeling that kiss seem to swirl through your body without even touching you, yet penetrating you to the core. And you feel yourself sinking into an ever deep, deep hypnotic trance, where you can feel my influence increasing, and the sound of the echo inside of the chamber, keeping your mind filled with only my suggestions. Subjecting you and indoctrinating you to my power. And you think as I want you to think. You find yourself in this place, unable to do anything but receive the images that pour in through your eyes and throb inside of your ears, causing your sacs to swell and blood pounding through you. The very flow of that intense feeling is deepening your hypnotic focus on everything that I tell you is happening just as I tell you. And you see the lip prints, and you feel like a magical kiss sinking down through you. And you feel the deepest sleep coming over you. As I look down and you see up into my eyes, and you surrender to sleep so completely in 3, 2, deeper than ever, do it for me, 1, that's it, I have you, your mind is empty and blank without my words, you are rudderless and without direction until I give you guidance. And it feels so good to not have to do anything but follow me, so that you take this time in the glass box, your mind and body in a deep freeze. And you feel the freeze pouring through you, and every sound that you hear deepens your surrender to sleep, deepens your submission to me. And now you can see the crystal colors swirling as I lower my crystal through the hole in the glass box. You watch the colors sparkle in your eyes. dazzling as each color seems to urge you and lull you into a more deeper preoccupation with each and every color, and how beautiful and relaxing they are to watch, and how sleepy you feel when you watch the crystal lights bouncing off the walls of the glass box, filling your mind with a feeling of sleep. And every color seems to eventually turn into red as it fills your mind. Every color in the spectrum bouncing through the air, soaked into your eyes, right through your retinas, into the optic nerves, into your brain. And then every part of it transfers 100% into the red, powerful flow that fills my essence. And you feel it filling you, making you even more completely and irrevocably freeze. You freeze. You find yourself unable to move until I tell you that you can, or until I awaken you from trance. Until then, your body is stuck, prone, numb. Numb inside the glass box, only pleasure seems to increase, deepening with this mass, this massive feeling of letting go as you watch the swirling crystal, and you feel my suggestion slip without defense into your mind, like the rays of light that go right into you. You soak in each one of my words. You lose yourself in the crystal. And then my hand descends. There is no way out from the box, and yet I can reach into the box as though the crystal, the glass, were like water. My hand slips down inside, and you, unable to move, feel the sensation of my red feather boa slipping across you, sliding over your chest, moving down your arms, feel rigid and stiff, and with every touch you feel, your body is more stiff and rigid, as the feather boa is dragged down. I let it slink down between your legs. Let it wrap around your sacks in a little spiral. And the columns of light still spiraling into your eyes, filling your open mind with an irresistible need to submit to me even more powerfully. Feel that sensation growing, as does your desire to look into the beautiful crystal lights, the crystal pools that pour through you. You can feel my influence increasing. You see the sheer and the shimmer of my lips. And you remember every word that I say as those lips move, opening and closing, and your mind increasingly opening. And then your eyes closing and your mind opening. But even with your eyes closed, your open mind sees the rainbow of colors as they shower upon you through spiraling columns of light, and the words submit, obey are more true than ever. I write them over and over. You see the long, shiny fingernails, long and red, clicking, deciding what I'll do with you next. And then I decide to drag the feather boa back up and forth, up and down, up and down around your captive sacs, between your legs, and then feeling with the, at the same time, you can feel the feather boa sliding, feathery, caressing you. It's so delicate and soft down in between your legs. At the same time, you feel these little sharp little taps on your nipples from my riding crop. Glass box.
Glass box.
And it feels good, and something in the little sting floods your mind with the pleasure that accepts my suggestions and accepts what's happening. You feel yourself filled with an overwhelming urge to feel this experience growing deeper inside of your mind, wants only to hear my words take you deeper as you surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. Right here in the glass box. Glass box. Trapped in this deep freeze in the glass box. And my words continue to flow endlessly like the spiraling columns of light, flowing right into your mind so irresistibly, feeling me teasing your nipples, dragging the riding crop over them. My hand enters the space like water. And yet for you, there is only one tiny hole between your eyes and your nose. And you and the image of me as my slave, the image of my slave, feeling me dip down with satin scarves,
free
silk scarves, tying them around you, symbolically to indicate the bondage, tie each of the silk scarves as they drag languidly across your body. I make you inhale the scent of the perfume from the scarf. Obsession. You smell the obsession. You smell my scent. And you feel it wrap around you and seemingly enchant you. Enchanting you with the very essence that you can breathe in this luxurious and deliciously exquisite aroma. The scent of me, of my perfume, mixed with my pheromones. Feeling them fill the space you're in. Feeling me indulge each of your little fetishes. But you remain unable to come. Your sex stuck in a deep freeze. Freeze. Hard, stiff, and rigid. Freeze. Hard, stiff, and rigid. Freeze. Hard, stiff, and rigid. Hard, stiff, and rigid. Hard, stiff, and rigid. Hard, stiff, and rigid. And still you freeze. Hard, stiff, and rigid. And you freeze. Hard, stiff, and rigid. Your cock, stiff, rigid. Your sex, stiff, rigid. Unbending. Yet wanting to twitch, leaking, frozen in place. Your body and mind can only receive that red, pure flow, intensely flowing right through the scarves. Feel the energy from them sinking into your pores. Feel that power flowing through my feather boa, teasing you so mercilessly. The feeling from my riding crop tapping on your nipples. Not inflicting genuine pain, just tapping.
Glass box.
Stimulating them. Feeling the
free
dynamic of pleasure expanding as you fall into a deeper surrender to sleep. The pretty colors have filled your mind and all turned red. Knowing that you love to be captured in this place, that you love the way I torment you, you are still unable to come. You find that each time from now on that you listen to this recording, you are completely unable to orgasm during this recording.
Free.
No matter how much I arouse you, no matter how deep your surrender to sleep is, you feel the intense effects growing. As your need to orgasm increases, your ability to actually explode at release ceases completely, like a water tap shut off. Your sex belongs to me.
Free.
In this glass box. And yet you could come at any second. All I'd have to do is dangle the crystal for a moment before your eyes. Or maybe just reach down there with my fingers and snap my fingers before your eyes. Or maybe just press my face right up to the glass once more. And you can become trapped forever in my eyes. You would need to come so hard if I would drag this feather boa across you, between your legs, controlling your sex with ease and grace. And yet so kinky am I. Slide my stiletto heel right down into the hole. Your lips want to suck, to lick. You can't quite reach. It's so torturous. If only you could touch the tip of it in symbolic submission. If only you could lick the length of my sexy stiletto heel. Black. Flooding your head. My stiletto heel is also symbolically demonstrating my control over you. How I hold you down, keep you captive within the glass box. You'd need to orgasm so desperately.
Free.
And the spirals of light flowing down into your hand. The image of my eyes and the feeling of the riding crop tapping on your nipples, circling around your nipples, making you need to orgasm, and yet you are unable to release. In a deep freeze, not just a deep physical freeze, and a mental freeze, but a sexual freeze, Your cum is stuck right there. You are unable to release, right there at the top, right the moment before, and it's stuck there, and you vibrate, and you feel the echo of each of my words, reinforcing my control and deepening the trance. The trance that makes you and leaves you feeling so weak.
Free.
So weak when you enter the glass box. So weak when you look into my eyes and let me hypnotize you again and again. It's so easy when you just listen and the world melts away. And you drift into the glass box. Where you love to be trapped. You love that I made you want to willingly be here. How clever.
Free.
And how delicious that you're feeding your pleasures by feeding my pleasures. And that's how it works. You willingly give yourself because you feel so submissive. And each time you enter the glass box, you feel it more strongly. Such a complete letting go. You let go of your identity. You let go of everything that you know.
Free.
In a conscious sense. You have the faith and the courage and the strength and the trust to really let
go. You need
go.
To come.
And to come to the glass.
You can't come.
Glass box. And feel me dragging
you need
the boa
to come
back and forth feathers.
You can't come.
While you reach, continuing to lick and suck.
Free.
But unable to reach
you
the tip of my
come.
Heel. However,
you
something very
come.
Important is happening. You have caught the gaze of my eyes one more time.
You need to come.
You love being hypnotized.
You can't come.
I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your body.
You need to
I can
come.
See it in your body is unable to
you
move
can't
every
come.
Time I tell you
to freeze.
And you are unable to regain motion until I awaken you. And
you
when I awaken
come.
You, you will find yourself stuck at the edge of orgasm but unable to come. You will
you
not
need
come.
To come.
You'll find that after you've listened
you
to this recording,
come.
From now on, with this recording, you will not come.
You need to
you will
come.
Be so close.
You
so
can't
wonderfully
come.
Close. but you will not come. But you need to listen to part three.
You need to come.
You need to enter part three of the
glass. You can't come.
Because there I will allow you to release. If you do some things for me. If you accept in your mind right now that my hypnotic suggestions are so effectively potent that you carry them out on such a subconscious level that your conscious mind may very likely be unaware of everything happening.
You can't come.
Yet your conscious mind needn't worry, as your subconscious mind has all of this soaked in.
You can't come.
Soaked into the deepest part of your psyche. Let that happen now. Feel my will as I look into your eyes.
You can't come.
You see them magnified through the glass balls.
Free.
Coming closer as your eyes spin in obedience.
You can't.
The feeling of the boa, the touch of my fingertips running up and down your chest.
You can't.
Slowly tracing down in spirals. Slowly tracing down in spirals.
You need to come.
Feel the tips of my fingers.
You can't.
Moving down your chest in spirals. Through your head.
Breathe.
The words submit. Obey, flooding through your mind.
You can't come.
Repeating constantly. Whenever you're in the glass box.
You need to come.
Until I choose to erase them and write new words
you
there.
You can't come.
They shall remain permanent. As does my hypnotic influence.
You need to come.
So that you find yourself
you can't
desperately
come.
Needing to listen to the glass box. Part three.
Free.
Because you've never needed
you
to
need
release.
To
you've never needed to release so
you can't
badly.
Come.
Yet you've never had to come so hard only to have it denied. Only for you,
you
to truly
to
be stuck.
You
and
can't
unable
come.
To come because your come freeze. Completely frozen. Your mind, your
you
body,
need to come.
Your sex, your spirit.
You can't come.
Everything in a deep freeze. Then only awakening
Breathe.
Will allow you to
you
restore motion
to
each of these things.
You can't.
But
come.
When you awaken, you'll feel so compelled to listen to part three. You can't
you
wait for part
three.
You need to listen.
You
to
can't
it.
Come.
You would love to be able to listen to the glass box 1, 2, 3
you
all
need
together,
to come.
Back to back to back.
You can't.
Each
come.
Trance. Providing a deeper surrender to sleep.
Breathe.
The hypnotic flow of my words overwhelming you as
come.
The rhythms continue to seduce your body that cannot
you
move
need to come.
As the orgasmic precum just leaks from the inside out. Your eyes spellbound
you
in my gaze.
You
crave my
come.
Touch. You want me to play with you more.
Free.
You want me to tease you,
you
and touch
to
you with more things.
You can't come.
You would love for me to control your sensory perceptions.
You
and
need
to define
come.
Your reality, at least temporarily.
You can't come.
I'm going to count upwards now from 1 up to 10.
You need to come.
When I reach the number 10, you'll be one.
You can't come.
So incredibly alert, and with each number,
Free.
The absolute
you need to come.
Permanence of
you
these suggestions
come.
Seals like in a tomb, in a sepulcher, in the very core
you
of your mind,
come.
Never to be opened.
You can't come.
So that whenever you listen to recordings, the glass box, part 1 and 2,
you
are unable to
come.
You must listen
you
to them.
Can't come.
You must listen to phase 3. You need to hear part
3. You need
so that
come.
You can come. Because you would
you
so much love
come.
To come right when I tell you to. Not a moment before. And the moment I tell you to
you
stop,
need to come.
Your body shuts off like a faucet.
You can't come.
Like a tap. Tap. I'll
you
save that for
come.
Another session.
You can't come.
Now with each number you're going to awaken and emerge from the grasp. Yet you return so quickly and deeply each time I mention those words. All I have to do is mention the glass box.
You can't come.
My glass box. And just like that, your mind is washed clean.
You need to come.
Clear. Crystal clear.
You can't
come. Like the glass box. And then it fills up with every beat of your heart, the blood pumping. And
you need to come.
Filling it with the red flow.
You can't come.
That feels so addictively good. That you will listen over and over as much as you wish that you could.
You can't come.
You'll wish that you could listen more often. And you will listen as often as you safely and responsibly can.
You can't come.
One. Each time that I hypnotize you, the effect of these suggestions increases, as does your submission, which makes for a better experience for both of us. Don't you agree? Yes, ma'am. Say it again. Yes, ma'am. Two. You adore the feeling of being hypnotized by me. And each time that I hypnotize you, our bond grows. Because you let your guard down, so that you trust me so much. There's something very innate and intuitive that tells you that you can trust me. I'm going to keep you safe, and I'll fill you with loving light, even while I use you and seduce you and control you in the glass box. Three. And four, and five, you will slowly start to regain motion, your body and your mind, your thoughts, and your ability to come is completely thwarted, stuck, until you listen to phase three. Listen to the glass box part three. At the end of that session, I will allow you to come, and you will come, and you'll be welcome. So welcome. Six. Waking up more effortlessly now. Your body's still shaking with the need to come, but that just fully and more perfectly illuminates how desperately you need to listen to part three. Just think. Seven. And eight. That your body can breathe right now, deeply as it awakens from slumber. Feeling euphoric, feeling intensely euphoric, but unable to come, yet in its place, intensely euphoric, but unable to come. Eight up to nine, your body's starting to move now, all of your body moving, your mind, your thoughts, lucid, clear, still euphoric, ready to listen to part three. 10, wide awake, all the way up, wide awake. Time to move to part three. Do it now.